Isaiah, chapter 47. Come down, and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones, and grind meal, remove your veil, strip off the train, uncover the leg, pass through the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered, yes, your shame will be seen, I will take vengeance, and will not spare man. Our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silent, and get into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I profaned my inheritance, and gave them into your hand, you showed them no mercy, on the aged you have very heavily laid your yoke. And you said, I will be mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, neither remembered the latter end of them. Now therefore hear this, you who are given to pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is no other besides me, I will not sit as a widow, neither will I know the loss of children. But these two things will come to you in a moment in one day, the loss of children, and widowhood, in their full measure they will come upon you, in the multitude of your witchcraft, and the great abundance of your magic words. For you have trusted in your wickedness, you have said, none sees me, your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no other besides me. Therefore will evil come upon you, you will not know its dawning, and mischief will fall on you, you will not be able to put it away, and desolation will come upon you suddenly, which you do not know. Stand now with your magic words, and with the multitude of your witchcraft, in which you have labored from your youth, perhaps you will be able to profit, perhaps you may prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels, let the astrologers stand up now and save you, those observing the stars for determining your horoscopes. Look, they will be as stubble, the fire will burn them, they will not deliver their soul from the power of the flame, it will not be charcoal for their bread, nor a fire to sit before. Thus will the things be to you in which you have labored, those who have trafficked with you from your youth will wander every one to his quarter, there will be none to save you.